Nevada is seeing a surge in new unemployment claims because of business closures. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke to several locals who were finding it hard to file for unemployment with the uptick in filing.
According to the Department of Labor, nearly every state cited COVID-19 as the reason for residents losing their jobs. The agency saw an enormous jump of 3.2 million initial claims for the week ending on March 21st. That figure is seasonally adjusted, and it's 3.1 million more than the prior week. States continue to report layoffs across industries like food, transportation, arts, warehouse facilities, and entertainment and recreation. After Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced statewide closures of all non-essential businesses to help prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus, many employers had no other choice but to advise their employees to file for unemployment. In the newest release from the Department of Labor, Nevada saw a little more than 93,000 new unemployment claims for the week ending on March 21st. The Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation stated that a week prior, only 6,356 new claims were filed. Mirka Alvarez lost her serving position at a local Galena restaurant. While Alvarez was submitting her claim, an error popped up on her computer screen that wouldn't let her move forward with the process. And when she tried to call the Dieter office in Northern Nevada, all she heard on the other end of the phone line was... an endless ringtone.
We were calling and nothing, and then I was calling the unemployment offices too, and they just have you there forever and ever. It just rings and rings and rings and rings. And other times you call and it'll just sound like they just hang up.
And now many Nevadans may recognize this voice.
Due to heavy call volumes, our telephone queue is already full for the day, and no further calls can be accommodated before close of business. Please call back during our next business day. Calls are accepted beginning at 8 a.m.
Dieter officials say they're experiencing a high demand in calls and currently working to expand their staffing by hiring and moving people around the department. But as new staff are hired, they still need to be trained. And while that's a future solution, that doesn't help Alvarez right now.
I was just hoping to really get a hold of them, you know, so I can get my stuff fixed, but it's just impossible. Like, there's just so many people trying to get a hold of them. And since last week, I was disappointed, you know, and it was kind of bringing me down. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to let it get to me.
Governor Sisolak has instructed the department to waive two things: the 7-day wait time for approval for unemployment benefits and required work search proof. Usually, a work search history is required because it's the department's way of tracking whether a person is regularly seeking employment opportunities. But while this was supposed to help speed up the process and alleviate barriers, locals are still seeing the work search requirement pop up on their application and delaying claim submissions. That happened to Brian Valadares, a server who was temporarily laid off from a steakhouse inside the Grand Sierra Resort, or GSR. A job he's enjoyed since 2013.
I worry for older people who aren't so tech savvy. I'm not really so worried about my claim because I posted online and I know they'll get to it. But for somebody who's doing it on the phone, it just seems like they're just stuck there. They're just stuck for hours and hours hoping that they can get somebody to help them.
When I spoke to Valadares, his friend and coworker was waiting on the phone with Dieter for 5 hours, 21 minutes and counting. Valadares says a lot of GSR employees have been depending on the resort's employee Facebook page to answer common questions about the process within their own community or to get in touch with the administration. The GSR also gave their employees the leftover food and produce amid restaurant closures.
I mean, honestly, it's just scary because our industry has been the first to go. I mean, nobody's working in as a server in a restaurant anymore. Like, my profession is pretty much dead as of this moment. And I know it'll come back, but even if they were to open the doors tomorrow, I have to wonder how many people are actually going to come, you know, for a nice steak dinner and spend a lot of money.
Both Olivares and Valadares are going through this process for the first time and are still waiting for approval. According to the department, some of the regular approval requirements for unemployment benefits may change to accommodate those who have lost their jobs in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Currently, unemployment benefits are good for up to 26 weeks. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.